Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grace, we are back. We are right here. Ike, the quarterback conversation will not go away, even if the Eagles say, even though they're not saying it, but by not drafting a quarterback, I think a lot of people are like, all right, well, Jalen Hurts gets his chance this year and sees what happens after that. If he plays really well, then they don't have to worry about finding another quarterback. If he doesn't play that well or he plays, we can explore the draft. We can explore veteran choices. But two notable and noted insiders wrote here today on the Monday Morning Football columns that came out. First, I'll start with Peter King. Peter King has the Eagles as a finalist for Deshaun Watson, a co-finalist with the Carolina Panthers. But he also says, and he says the odds are 3-1. And he says, a likely need, plus Eagles are in perfect position to deal with 3 first-round picks if Carson Wentz plays 3/4 of the season, King wrote in the column. He also had said that his gut tells him, he has a gut feeling that he's going to land in Philadelphia. And obviously a lot of that depends on what happens with Deshaun Watson and his pending legal cases and things like that. So that's one. So Peter King, again, Lockenford talked about this, I guess, last week, to where the Eagles were calling and sniffing around about Watson, and then Jeff McClain confirmed that report. So now Peter King speaking about it. Ike, you wonder if this is something he's heard, or this is like when he says it's a gut feeling. Is he hearing information, not wanting to report it, so he puts it out as this is my opinion?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I know as much as some of us, meaning Eagles fans, have wanted to ignore this type of talk or just chalked it up as talk radio fodder and guys just want to put out hot takes and must be a slow week and you got to keep something going like right? I mean, yeah. No, but the fact of the matter is that the Eagles have been involved with these conversations. They just have. And from their standpoint, meaning that they've called and made inquiries about the availability. And these insiders, especially a guy like Peter King, I would imagine has talked to enough people that he trusts that these conversations have happened. Now, a lot of it hinges on both parties coming to an agreement, meaning if you take Houston or you take Green Bay, for example, they would have to be willing to trade the guy here, and the Eagles obviously would have to be willing to give up the compensation that those teams would be looking for. So it doesn't mean that the Eagles are close to doing something like that. It just means that they've shown interest. And when you look at draft capital, with having a potentially 3 number-one picks next year, and here's the real key thing, without a true commitment to Jalen Hurts moving forward, the Eagles will continually be in these conversations. Their team will continually be brought up as a possible destination, because when we're trying to look for, when I say we, meaning media people or people that follow the game and they report on this stuff, it's like, what are the likely destinations? Where is their availability at? Who has the ability to give up draft capital and pay a salary of an Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson? And the Eagles, especially after this year, will have that ability when Carson Wentz's money comes off the books and they have much, much more salary cap space and the draft capital for next year's draft. So the Eagles will always be in this conversation until Jalen Hurts plays this year and really silences all that stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's just the day and age that we're in with the NFL. Young quarterbacks, it's almost like you have to continuously prove that you're the guy every year, because the moment there's an opportunity for a team to get better at that position, seems like these teams are willing to take that jump. They don't have the same level of patience.
Oh, no, the quarterback position is much different in this league. The older guys see Tom Brady leave. Now all these older guys are going to want to jump somewhere else.
Well, and Watson wanting out, and it's just even teams getting rid of guys.
Oh, yeah, no. The
Rams got rid of Jared Goff. The Jets just got rid of Sam Darnold. So, again, when they see an opportunity to improve at the position, teams are going to do it. So Jalen Hurts is going to have to play at a level that even if he – let's say he gets through this year and wins the job. A, he has to play well for 17 weeks.
Sure.
Stay healthy. But then he has to play at a level that if, say, a Deshaun Watson becomes available and all that other stuff is cleared up, he is still twice at a minimum the quarterback that Jalen Hurts is. So you still have to play well enough to convince the Eagles to not try to upgrade at the position.
Yeah, and Peter King calls it a likely need, talking about quarterback position.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people in the city are saying, oh, could give him a chance.
He's going to get the chance.
A lot of people view the Eagles as needing a team that's going to likely need a quarterback going forward, right? Like, that's just the perception right now, and he can change that with the year. But I wonder is this for after this year? All this talk, we'll get to the Aaron Rodgers stuff in a second, but I don't know if there's enough time for the Deshaun Watson stuff to work itself out for this year. I mean, we're already in the second week of May right now.
Yeah, I don't think anything's for this year.
Okay, so for next year.
Yeah, I think it's for next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think it's for next year, and that's why the Aaron Rodgers, I don't buy because he's older.
So that would have to be for this year.
Yeah.
All right, so switching from that. So Jason Lockenfour in his Monday NFL column has the Eagles as one of the finalists for spots that Aaron Rodgers could potentially go to. And this is something that Jack taught. Jack was lobbying us over the weekend. So Aaron Rodgers, top like right now, how many above average to, I'm not even going to say MVP years, but how many years of Aaron Rodgers are left in him right now? Like how many Aaron, like, we're talking about a great year if you were to trade for him this year. And then, see, I just don't know how much longer he can play at this high of a level.
As long as he wants to. I mean, the reason Tom Brady is still playing at a high level because he wants to, because he loves playing football. He doesn't want to do anything else. Right? He started a company, the TB12 company, just based on his longevity. He's defeating or defying odds. Right, he's up against Father Time, and he's still going. And the wife's been trying to get him to retire for 3 years now. He's still talking about playing to 45, 46, right? And that's because he's dedicated to playing. He doesn't have Jeopardy as an interest, right?
And he's not Ben Roethlisberger that doesn't work out in the offseason.
Oh, forget about Big Ben. Yeah, you know he's beers and brats. It's over with. Yeah, he looks like it's done. It's over with. But my only point is that if Aaron Rodgers were to somehow get newfound energy and says he gets in the right position where he feels like, okay, I can play a few more years. I can play longer than Drew Brees is retiring because he can't play anymore. He can't stay healthy.
If Tom Brady couldn't play anymore, he wouldn't still be
playing. Yeah, he wouldn't be playing.
And that's why now it's all play till 45 because he had that year. He's got a good team in front of him.
The minute
he stinks, he's not going to play anymore.
No. Great. When you're that great, you're not sticking around to stink.
Right.
So I think with Rodgers, if he gets in the right position, I think he can play 5-6 more years.
So 5 years, all right? So definitely three at high level, right? And then from there, maybe a little bit, but you're talking
depending
about
on the talent.
Years.
Now, you put talent around him, then maybe you get more out of him.
If you do this, you can't just give him, he's not going to be happy. He's going to cause problems. I mean, you really got to do a good job.
Well, you don't bring Aaron Rodgers here unless you're going all in. Why would you bring him here?
No, agreed. Yeah. So, with all that being said, and as I thought about it over the weekend, the Eagles had three first round draft picks. All the talk about, we're gonna trade the draft picks, we're gonna get Jalen Ramsey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. The Eagles are always talking about doing stuff and they never end up doing it.
Right?
Like Howie Roseman drafting three players in the first round next year, or them trading those first round draft picks for Aaron Rodgers. I'm coming around to the idea of going after Aaron Rodgers. I am. I mean, like, because, all right, we have Jalen Hurts this year, and he plays pretty well. And they're like, all right, well, you know, there's not really anybody worth trading up in the draft, and we won too many games. So, all right, we'll go with Jalen Hurts again, and we'll surround him with talent. Now, you know, now then you win eight games with Jalen Hurts, right? And you're like, all right, well, do we resign him? Because he's getting towards the end of his deal. And we like him, and he's a good locker room guy. But ultimately, you know he's probably not good enough to be the guy.
Yeah.
But you're unsure. Meanwhile, you could add Aaron Rodgers for 2 or 3 years. And you could be trying to win something.
I think back to Tyrod Taylor. Remember he got Buffalo to the playoffs. Buffalo hadn't been in the playoffs in like 10 years or whatever it was.
Yeah, he won 10 games or something.
Yeah, he won like 10 games. And Buffalo kind of knew like, yeah, we made the playoffs, but he's not the guy. You just know. So we're going to have to see play out of Jalen Hurts that everybody feels comfortable moving forward. Because to your point, and what I was saying earlier, the Eagles will still always have their eye looking to improve. Like, they were okay with getting Sam Bradford for the time being.
But they had their eye on something else.
Oh, man, they were looking for a quarterback.
Yep.
They were looking for a franchise quarterback.
Even after they extended him.
Yes, exactly. Even after they extended him.
Well, they didn't want to get caught with nobody.
Right. But that just goes to show you.
Yes.
That they were.
They're on the lookout for their
next
quarterback.
Yep. Yes.
They were at the end of Donovan with Kevin Cobb and then Michael Vick.
Yep. So you're going to have to think about it. With Carson, they gave Carson an extension and they drafted a quarterback in the second round.
That's a great idea.
Well, let me tell you the story about what happened there.
Right? They drafted a quarterback in the second round.
All right, so what's it going to cost to trade with because I still don't think he can go back there.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I still don't think he can go back there. What are we talking about? Are we talking about two plus, two first, three? Because they don't want three first-round picks in the same year, right? Like, that's
– right.
You have to space it out and give them two and then one, or maybe you could trade one of them and get one for a future year or whatever. Are you doing it, Ike?
No.
No.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, and Aaron Rodgers is great. For me, he may be the second greatest thrower of the football I've ever seen. You know, Marino is always going to be number one for me. But 38 years old, where this team is at, I don't think the Eagles are very good, or I don't think they can duplicate what they did the last time in winning the Super Bowl, which is all of a sudden accelerate your building process, and now we're adding a bunch of free agents. Because with Aaron Rodgers, you have to win. You got a 3-year window in which you need to win.
Yeah.
So you're going to spend the next 3 years, forget about young guys and draft picks. You got to put talent around him that he feels is going to be good enough to go win with. And I just don't want to see the Eagles basically scrap what they put together as a plan that didn't entail trying to cater your offense to a 38-year-old quarterback. A 25-year-old quarterback like Watson is different because now you don't have to rush to build a team around him. You got time with him.
Sure.
If you were making that move, that's more understandable. But for Rodgers, you got to do it all right now, and I just don't think the Eagles operate well when doing it that way. Because even when they did it the first time, the quarterback was cheaper.
Sure.
So all they had to do was go out and get some supplemental parts there to put this team.
Rodgers will not be cheap.
Yeah. And therefore, you won't be able to add the level of talent that you were able to add when Wentz was on his rookie deal.
Well, you could structure the contract and just kick everything in the future years like you always would. I mean, not that you couldn't give them like no cap hit, but you wouldn't have to give them the $40 million cap hit right off the bat. I mean, I think you could structure it to where you could, especially the first 2 or 3 years, ultimately, like when all this is over with Tom Brady and the Bucks, they're going to have a year or two where they're just like, they're all capped out and they're bad because they're trying to recover from cutting everybody, right?
Yeah.
But it's worth it to try to win a Super Bowl here in the next 2 or 3 years. I think you do the same thing if you're the Eagles. I do. It's not like you already have a lot of young talent. I mean, you kind of have what you have. You have the makings in the beginning of it, but your best players are older players. Why not try to win something right now? Like, I don't think you have the quarterback. I don't think you have the quarterback, and I don't think you're going to, like, in the draft next year. I just don't think you're going to be picking high enough It's already not supposed to be a good quarterback draft.
And to your point, this is why, like, they got those draft picks to move up, but what are we moving up for? Right? In other words, if you don't finish high enough in the draft, you're gonna have to use that draft capital. And for these quarterbacks, we're not looking at Trevor Lawrence next year. Like, you got De'Eric King out of Miami. You got the kid from Oklahoma,
Rattler. You have the Liberty kid
from the College of Liberty.
He was already mocked to the Eagles, number 6 overall. And there's also a quarterback from Florida that didn't start last year that's projected to go top 10.
Did you say the USC kid?
Right, no, I didn't. That's the
well,
other
we
one.
Don't we don't that's talk the, about USC quarterback. Well, not that we
well hell,
them,
I, mean, we ha- we, I will if I got if the other choice is somebody from Liberty. You kidding me?
North Dakota
State.
Yeah,
we're going
and
from North Dakota State to Liberty. Is that what we're doing around here?
So what it sounds like to me, 215-592-9494.
Hey, if that's the case, then yeah, give me Aaron Rodgers if that's the case.
What I'm saying is that ultimately, either you, like, would you rather have Howie drafting 3 players, the chance that you're going to be able to use those picks to move up in the draft, or a long shot like Russell Wilson, like you said with Deshaun Watson, if all that works out and that's something they're comfortable doing, that makes a lot of sense. Like,
right.
It's the best of both worlds. He's a young player, he's a dynamic player, and you're giving up major capital, but it's worth it. Or are you going for it now? I mean, I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers, wearing number 12? Sorry, Randall.
Oh, hell no. He's giving up number 12?
Yes.
Oh, no. I didn't even think of that.
He's not coming to play at 13.
If Randall Cunningham was really great, his number would have been retired already.
No, so retire it or let somebody else wear it. And you don't have to let a bad player wear it. Right? Like Ron Jaworski, they gave that up in the New York Minute.
That's true, they did.
Everybody's been 7.
Well, listen, that's one strike coming here and getting Randall Cunningham's number.
And Randall's my guy. I love Randall.
Strike number 1, A-Rod.
215-592-9494. Aaron Rodgers? Ike, you're warming to it.
No. When I started thinking about those quarterbacks from next year, I'm like,
you're warm to it.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's the alternative. No, because then I would have to hold out. Well, here are our choices, I should say. We got Jalen Hurts, right? He plays great, and he's your guy moving forward, right? Okay. And then you got either the Watson stuff clears up, he still wants out, and he gets suspended at some point this year, but by the time the Eagles make a move for him next year, suspension's over with, he's ready to come back.
Watson would be for next year,
25, right? 25, 26 years old. Okay, I'm more inclined to go that route than I am. See, I don't even like the quarterbacks next year. So I can't even tell you about the quarterbacks coming out next year because – There are guys that are going to have to play great this upcoming season for me to get excited about them.
Sure.
There's nobody I'm excited about right now when I look at that group coming out.
Or this year with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, the more you talk about it, the more like I start thinking.
This team's here's what I'll tell you, Johnny, that bad with Aaron Rodgers.
He would definitely make the team better. That goes without question. But you're scrapping everything.
Yep. This is such an Eagles move, dude.
I'm about 10% in.
Ooh, all right,
I won't say absolutely no way I would do it, but it would be my last option of the options that are available.
All right.
Well, no, I think I will put it in front of those college quarterbacks.
Yeah. But, like, this is the other thing. If you go in for Rodgers this year, that takes you out of
out of the quarterbacks for next year. Yeah.
Of any of the free agents or whatever.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phones. Chris in Pottstown. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
What's up, Chris?
Good. I don't know how we can bring Aaron Rodgers in. I mean, we have all these points about his, his age, his longevity, but we don't have the money, do we? I mean, we're up against the salary cap. This guy's.
He most likely would want a new quarterback, a new contract anyway. So you're more or less just giving him a new contract, and you're structuring it to where you can fit it underneath this year's cap.
But didn't we try to do that with somebody else and sort of paid the price for that when he wanted to leave?
Well, yeah, that wasn't a restructure,
right?
That was just
we extended
extension. Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
forward and.
Yeah, you're kicking money into the future without a doubt. Yeah.
Yep. Right. And I just don't, I don't know. Is the guy going to be around long enough? And everything else is right. Are we ready to win now? I don't think so. I don't think you put Aaron Rodgers out there. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Are you ready to win in, so not 2021, but 2022 and 2023? Do you think you can get a roster and a team that's good enough to win in those years? Because I think you could.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing you would do. And like you saw on other teams, Aaron Rodgers would attract people. So you're going to get maybe receivers that'll say, I'll go there and play with A-Rod there.
Yep, the veteran guys that say, all right, I'll take a little bit less money on a one-year deal because I want to play with him. Absolutely. I don't know, Chris. Chris, did you have something you want to bring back?
Yeah, I got something.
What?
So all we do is invest in the defensive line, and we never bring linebackers in. So let's bring back the 52. Let's get the 52 defense back on the field because we don't have any linebackers.
The 52 defense. Ike, you a fan of the?
And I'd actually use it in some situations versus the run. That's just a 5-2 defense, 5 defensive linemen, 2 linebackers. That's all he's talking about.
Short yardage.
Yeah, they're not going to use that as a base defense. I don't know what the hell Jonathan Gannon is going to do.
Yeah, they won't tell us. And he won't talk.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Why won't they let him
talk? We don't know what Sirianni's going to do either.
But that's kind of weird. The DC still hasn't – we haven't heard from him at all,
and
have we?
He seems the best equipped to talk out of him and Sirianni, right? Like,
what's
Gannon
that supposed
seems
to
like
mean?
He – well, I mean, you know what it means. Gannon seems like –
the major requirement of the position is you catch the football.
Right. I mean, the defensive coordinator stuff, he doesn't have to answer a lot of questions about – the quarterback or anything like that. I mean, it's pretty safe to let him go out there and talk.
yeah. No controversies on his side.
Yeah,
of football.
I mean, poor Sirianni had to talk about Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts. Right. And we wondered why they held him out for so long.
And I would have liked to have heard from Jonathan Gannon on Anthony Harris and on Eric Wilson, guys that have played for him.
Sure.
Whom we've had to ask them about him just to get a sense of what he's like as a defensive coordinator. It is a little, maybe he's not a guy who's comfortable speaking. I don't know. He's certainly not, when Jim Schwartz first got here, he thought he was the damn head coach.
He was very comfortable.
Oh, he
speaking.
Wanted to be in the press conference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very comfortable.
Well, and then he stopped talking whenever his defense got torched. So,
yeah, then he didn't want to say anything. All right, we asked you what you wanted to bring back because Ben Affleck and J-Lo are back. Mm. And so is Tim Tebow, going to be signed by the Jags.
Now, I didn't know that Affleck and J-Lo, I didn't know they were engaged.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they were like the biggest couple.
But I always remember Brad and Angelina.
All right.
And then I remember Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, sure.
Yeah, that was dead. Yeah, get that out of here.
Yeah, that was a kid.
Yeah, get that nonsense.
Well, it's shocking that the kid growing up was worried about Timberlake and Britney Spears.
They met and fell in love on a movie set, similar to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
So it always happens.
That's all. They spend 3, 4, 5, 6 months
together.
Was it
that terrible movie, Geely?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
That was the one they made the camera watch the last week.
Really?
Never seen it. I never seen either of those movies, Jersey Girl or Geely.
Me neither. And I never will.
Yeah, I was tired of that Bennifer nonsense.
Yeah, it was nice when it ended, but now it's back.
How about that?
Now it's back.
Next is going to be Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Maybe. You never know. I don't have any
now, they
in
were
that.
They were before Brad and Angelina.
Yes. Yes. He left her.
Yeah.
Yes.
He left her.
That's back in my Star Magazine days where I used to actually buy the Star Magazines.
The big big paper you get at the grocery store?
No, the like you get at the airport.
Yeah.
Like the Star Magazine, National Enquirer.
Yeah. I used to read them at the grocery store when you're waiting in line. You get the – it has this totally made-up stuff about celebrities and they get away with it.
Whenever I would fly, I would make sure I that's how I would get caught up.
And all the celebrity
the entertainment news, yes.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to Wade in Chester. Wade, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, fellas?
What's up, Wade? Yes.
He was getting caught up on fantasy stuff because that's all that was in the Star magazine.
Yes.
Hey, listen, man. Let me tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Ike, and you, John, have y'all went back and looked at Jalen, the stories on Jalen Hurts? You know what I'm saying? Like in Alabama and what he's been through. When you watch this kid's his story, all it breathes to me is the fact that this kid is going to be a dynamite player. And I want us to stop always looking outside the fence. This is the first time that I believe as an Eagle fan that we actually have the ability to watch a star develop in our yard. You know what I'm saying? Like, We keep Aaron Rodgers is a choker. Has been every game, big game he's in, he chokes. You mean to tell me Tom Brady threw three interceptions in that game? He couldn't. He rendered 3 points out of that? Come on, man. There's no way in the world I would at this point, because if you're a quarterback away, okay, I would bring Aaron Rodgers. But we're not just Aaron Rodgers away from a complete team or a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Wade, because the Bucs had a better roster prior to Tom Brady coming there. We know that. They had much better players. But Tom Brady was the missing ingredient. They were an 8-win team. Tom Brady went down there. If you can add veteran players to surround Aaron Rodgers, you will be much better than you think you can be. You already have a pretty decent base of skill guys. Your best young players on your team are your skill guys, right? Your running back and your wide receiver, your tight end.
Let me give you a news flash.
What?
Tom Brady was not the reason Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady blew – he damn near blew the game in the sink. If Drew Brees could have threw it out, you know what I'm saying, they could have beat them. And then he threw three interceptions in that Green Bay game, and Aaron Rodgers rendered you – if I would have told you that Tom Brady would throw three interceptions and Aaron Rodgers would only get 3 points out of that, and he had a chance to win it –
The reason why they're there is because Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay. Like maybe like in the Super Bowl, their defense was the most valuable player in the Super Bowl. There's no denying that. But he changed everything.
No, what I'm not saying that he didn't change everything. What I'm saying to you is that it was the defense that actually got them the Super Bowl.
I know.
It wasn't Tom Brady's play.
It was
his presence coming there that brought people there. But his play was superb. It was subpar.
Well, listen, we know you're a Jalen Hurts guy, Wade. So thank you. He may end up being the quarterback this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very telling to me that the Eagles continue to be reported on, asking around, being involved in conversations.
Yeah, and I get it. And the Eagles have put themselves in that position. I mean, they did. They put themselves in that position. They were sniffing around for quarterbacks prior to the draft. They already told you they wanted to get up to number three.
Yep.
Or number two. They didn't want to do that for damn Devontae Smith. They wanted to do that for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. But ask them post-draft, they were going up for Devontae Smith.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not buying that. So what the Eagles have done to this point leads you to believe they aren't necessarily all the way in past this year. Now, Jalen Hurts can change that with his play.
Yes, he can win the job.
Here's what I'm telling people, like, wait. Don't think that Jalen Hurts is going to get the rope that a Wentz got as the number two overall pick. In other words, Jalen Hurts can't go out there and have 16 touchdowns to 14 picks this year and win six games. Like, Hurts can't do that.
No, they'll be gone.
They're going to be looking to upgrade the position.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good point.
So
it can't be a developmental, hey, like, yeah, he looks pretty good. Good second year. It has to be, we don't need to look anywhere else. That's our guy.
That's what that's what he's up against this year. He has to convince them they don't need to look for another quarterback.
All right, we just laid it out. Do you want the Eagles to trade for Aaron Rodgers? Another doc connected with an NFL insider saying the Eagles are a team that's expected to be in play. 215-592-9494. Also, what do you want to bring back? Tebow's back in the NFL. Bennifer's back in the world. What do you want to bring back? Mark Sinderis on 94 WIP.
Hey, one of the things.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.